الحمد لله الذي جعل في قلوب الصادقين للإيمان طعما وحلاوة نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صلِّ وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. For indeed, Allah commands the believers to remain in a state of taqwa until the day they leave this world. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ. And Allah, He commands all of humanity to have taqwa of Him and to remember the day, the mighty day when they will meet Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. All of humanity is being called by Allah Azza wa Jal to remember the day when there will be a tremendous earthquake and all people will be brought forth in front of their Lord. My respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you today of the words of our righteous predecessors, As-Salaf As-Salih. They said, pity to those people of the dunya, the worldly people. They leave this world without ever having tasted the sweetest thing in it. What is this sweet thing that the Salaf As-Salih were referring to? They're referring to the sweetness of the worship of Allah, the sweetness of Iman. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in a hadith narrated by Muslim, ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَسُولًا وَنَبِيًّا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith narrated by Imam Muslim that he will taste the sweetness of Iman. He will taste the true sweetness of faith, of Iman. The one who is pleased, who is content with Allah Azza wa Jalla as his Lord. The one who is satisfied with Allah Azza wa Jalla as his provider, as his Rabb, as his caretaker. The one who relies upon Allah. He has his tawakkul on Allah. He seeks his provision from Allah. He knows that all of the goodness that he can achieve is from Allah and by Allah alone. And he knows that everything else is weak in front of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no deity. There is nothing that can help one other than Allah Azza wa Jal. This is how we achieve contentment with Allah Azza wa Jal as our Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in the Quran, He says, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدًا. Is not Allah sufficient for His servant? Is not Allah kaf? Kaf means He suffices His servants. For those who rely upon Him, for those who seek Allah's provision, then Allah is certainly sufficient for them. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, is one of the conditions for achieving the halawa, the taste of true Iman. And in a hadith narrated by Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ثَلَاثَ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ ذَاقَ حَلَاوَةً إِيمَانِ أَوْ وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةً إِيمَانِ. Three things, whoever has them, he will taste the sweetness of Iman, the sweetness that the Salaf Salih said is the greatest pleasure that anyone can attain in this world. What are these three qualities? What are these three things? The Prophet ﷺ, he said, أَنْ يَكُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّنْ سِوَاهُمَا. That Allah and His Messenger are more beloved to a person than anybody else, than anything else in this world. And number two, وَأَنْ يَحِبَّ الْمَرْءَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. And that he loves another for no other reason than except for Allah Azza wa Jalla. He has love for his brother, not for some worldly benefit, some material benefit, but only for Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the Prophet ﷺ said, أَنْ يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يَعُودَ فِي الْكُفْرِ كَمَا يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يُقْذَفَ فِي النَّارِ. And to hate or to fear going back into the kufr, the disbelief, like one fears falling into a fire. This was narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. What we see from this hadith, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, is that iman, faith, has halawa, it has sweetness. And the scholars, the ulama, they say that this sweetness is an expansion of the chest to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The expansion of one's chest to iman. This is, one finds in acts of worship pleasure, pleasure in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when this faith, this iman, it truly penetrates the heart, it truly penetrates the deepness of the heart, one will find sweetness in this faith. One will find sweetness through his worship of Allah azza wa jalla. And this is why Allah says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُمْ. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Say, by the bounties of Allah and by His mercy, for that let them have joy. Let them be happy by the bounties of Allah and His mercy. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. It's better than all of that which they gather. All of the wealth of the people of the world, it cannot bring them the happiness that one finds with the faith in Allah Azza wa Jalla. When the richness, they cannot provide them with the richness that one has with the faith, the iman in Allah Azza wa Jalla. As Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, indeed, in the heart of a believer is a space that all of the earth and the heavens cannot fill. And it can only be filled through the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So we see this pleasure that one has when iman truly touches his heart. And whoever finds the sweetness of faith, he's willing to sacrifice whatever he has in the path of Allah, and for the sake of Allah, for the sake of the sharia of Allah and the religion of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The Prophet ﷺ, he reminded us always to remind ourselves to be content with Allah as our Lord, and with Islam, to be content with Islam as our religion, and to be content with the Prophet as his messenger. This is why he commanded us to say, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا. رَضِيتُ, I am content. Reminding ourselves, I am content with Allah as my Lord. That we should fulfill contentment with Allah, and through every day we should remind ourselves. This is part of the adhkar, of the sabah, of the morning and the evening. رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا. I am satisfied with Allah as my Lord. I do not need any other Lord. I do not need anything else if I have Allah. وَرَضِيتُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. I am satisfied with Islam. I do not need any other religion. I do not need any other deity. I am satisfied with Islam as my religion. And to say, رَضِيتُ بِمُحَمَّدْ رَسُولًا and نَبِيًّا. And I am satisfied with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my Prophet. I do not need anybody else who came later on to provide a religion for me. These are the three things that the Prophet mentioned. ذَاقَ تَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ. Whoever achieved these contentments, contentment with Allah as his Lord, and with Islam as his religion, and with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as his prophet, he will taste this sweetness of faith that the scholars mention, we see that Ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah have mercy on him, when he was in prison, he had the sweetness of faith. The people would come to him, his students would come to him when they would become sad. And he would be in prison and he would cheer them up. He would say, "What can my enemies do to me? My garden is in my chest. And if they expel me from the land, then it is traveling for the sake of Allah. And if they kill me, it is shahada for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal." So this is what happens when a person, he satisfies and contents himself with Allah and with Islam and with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we see also, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, that the Prophet reminds us that through obedience and ta'ah, through submitting ourselves to Allah's command, we can achieve the sweetness of faith. The Prophet said, "An-nadhratu sahmun min siham al-iblis." The look, the forbidden look at the haram, at the woman in the street, or at somebody forbidden, looking at that is an arrow from the shaitan. Masmuma, poisoned arrow from the shaitan. But whoever leaves it, man tarakaha lillahi khawfan min Allahi, athabahu jalla wa az imanan yajid halawatahu fi qalbi. Whoever fights his desire for the sake of Allah, he fights his desire to look at the haram, this poisoned arrow of the shaitan. If he fights the desire to do that, then what does he have in return? Allah the generous. He replaces that short desire that he might have achieved, with the sweetness of iman in his heart. This is the good news that I give to all of our young brothers and sisters in the campuses and anywhere else they walk. If you leave the forbidden look for Allah, Allah will give you the taste of the sweetness of iman, the halawa of iman. This hadith is narrated by Imam Hakim in his Mustadrak. So whoever leaves disobedience for Allah, he will find the sweetness of faith in his heart, in his qalb. However, or what we can also remember, is that to achieve the sweetness of faith, we have to fulfill these qualities that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned. We have to fulfill these three qualities in order for us to truly achieve that sweetness of faith. The Prophet ﷺ said, "أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما." That Allah and His Messenger are more beloved to a person than anyone else. Now it is very easy to say, "I love Allah and His Messenger." But what is the proof? What is the proof of that love for Allah and His Messenger? The proof is when our desires come into conflict with what Allah and His Messenger commanded, which one do we give precedence to? This is the proof of love. If we really love Allah and His Messenger, then when our desires come in conflict with the law of Allah, we give precedence to what we love. We give precedence to Allah and His Messenger. So this is how our true love is shown to Allah. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ. If you really love Allah, then follow the Prophet ﷺ. Follow his sunnah. This is how we can achieve the love of Allah. يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah will love you if you give precedence to his deen. And this is why we have to have patience in the worship of Allah against the disobedience. And if one does this, if he always gives precedence to his love of Allah and the Messenger, then Allah will be with him with his nasr, with his help. The person will always be reflecting on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of his decisions. So Allah will aid him and help him. And so love of Allah is to obey him. And love of the Messenger is likewise to follow his sunnah. To love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's not enough to simply say that we love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we have to follow his path, his footsteps, his sunnah, his tariq, the way that he led, sent forth, the way that he brought forth for us. This is true love. of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to really achieve love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to remove all of our desires that go in conflict with what he taught. This is to truly achieve love. If we truly love the Messenger of Allah and we want to drink from the hold from his hands on the Day of Judgment, we have to remove all of our loves and replace it with the love for him and the obedience of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the second condition the Prophet mentioned, the second shart or the second quality that a believer must have in order to achieve the sweetness of faith, is to love another, to love one another only for the sake of Allah and for nothing else. To love another only for the sake of Allah and for no other reason. Why is this? What does this mean? This means that all of our relationships between people, all of our relations, our gathering in the Masjid of Allah, coming to the Jumu'ah, or wherever we go in our marriage, or whoever we marry, all of these things are done based on the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking to achieve the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what this means is that we love another because he's a believer, but because he has taqwa of Allah, even though he might not be rich or famous. And this means that we stay away from the people of evil, not because they may have riches, they may be famous, but because they take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of our relations, we love, we form friendships because of Allah, and we leave friendships because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what is meant by loving another only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is true love for the sake of Allah. This is the true meaning of brotherhood in Islam. We have brothers in Islam to us that came into the deen, and perhaps they are from thousands of miles away. We see in this room how many different nationalities are here. But we love one another for Allah. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. We love one another for Allah. Only Islam, that is what brought us together. In any other gathering, there's some other reason that brought them together. It's not Allah. There's some worldly reason that brought people together. Their nationality, or their preferences, or their desire, their goals in life. But for us, what brought us together is La ilaha illallah. There is only one God, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. Indeed, only the believers, they are truly brothers of one another. And Allah says, الْأَخِلَّاءِ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah says, the akhilla, akhilla, it means those who are so close in this world to one another, on the Day of Judgment they'll be enemies to one another. Except who? The muttaqeen, the believers who had taqwa of Allah, the believers who had faith in Allah Azza wa Jalla. So the price of truly achieve, for us to achieve the sweetness of faith is to love one another for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And finally, the third quality that I ask Allah to put in me first and all of you is to fear going into the state of kufr, like one fears being thrown into a fire. This is because some people, they worship Allah when it brings benefit to them. When they think that they have some worldly benefit, they worship Allah. And when there's no benefit to them, they go back to their old friends. Perhaps when they were with a companionship, they worshipped Allah, but when they're with the others, with evil people, then they go away from faith. They're on the edge. But the true believer is firm. The true mu'min is firm in his iman. If it brings him benefit or not, he's firm in his faith. He never wants to go back to kufr. He wants to hold on to the haqq at whatever cost, whether it'll bring him richness or poverty, whether he's sick or unhealthy. He always holds on to his faith. This grasp of the haqq, this love of the haqq, when that enters the heart, this is the third quality of the believer. Not to worship Allah only because others around us are worshipping Allah, but worshipping Allah truly because he is the haqq and there's no other haqq beside him. This firmness, this conviction, this is what is required for us to achieve the true sweetness of faith. Those who have tasted the sweetness of Iman from the past nation, from the past, are Salaf al-Saleh. They say, some of them said, truly there are states of the heart. There are states that pass through the heart of a believer when he worships Allah that are so filled with joy and sweetness that if the people in paradise had tasted, are living like this, then they truly have enjoyment. When we worship Allah, they said that we find in our Qiyam al-Layl, we find in our night prayer what other people find in the Shahawat. They find in their sajda, in getting up at night, and those who have gotten used to this practice, they will know the sweetness of getting up at night. The sweetness of 2 rak'ahs at night before Fajr is more sweet than anything in the world. Those 2 moments alone, that moment alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is more sweet than any riches can buy you. Being in the worship of Allah, it has a sweetness that the ulama mentioned. Another one he said, and this is Ibn Taymiyyah again, he said that this world, there is a Jannah in this world, whoever does not enter it will not enter the Jannah in the afterlife. And he was referring to the Jannah, the sweetness of Iman, the sweetness of faith in Allah Azza wa Jal. And finally, the scholars, they say that in order to truly taste the sweetness of Iman, we have to have this conviction that was shared by the Sahaba, like Khubayb ibn Udayn. He was taken by the Quraysh in Mecca and they were about to hang him on a cross. They were about to execute him. And they had killed all of his companions. And they said to him, wouldn't you prefer that Muhammad was in your place, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And he said, by Allah, if I was home with my family and in good health and riches, and you gave me all of the dunya, I would not take that in place of a single thorn pricking the Prophet Muhammad. This is the conviction of Iman that he had, the conviction of faith. And as you know, Bilal ibn Rabah, they put stones on his chest, they tortured his body, but they could not torture his heart. Yes, their torture penetrated his body, but it could not reach his heart, it could not remove from him the love for the faith in Allah, the tawheed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would say, Ahad Ahad Allahu Samad, Ahad Ahad Fardun Samad. While they were torturing him, the sweetness of faith had penetrated his heart, that it entered his heart, and he would not let it go. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we have to love everything that Allah loves and go away from everything He hates in order to truly achieve the sweetness of Iman. Whoever has tasted it, his chest has expanded. He has become satisfied with Allah as his Lord. He has become satisfied with Islam as his religion. And he's become satisfied with Prophet Muhammad as his Rasul. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, there is indeed in this world a paradise that those who worship Allah know about. The paradise that Shaykh al-Islam mentioned, it is the paradise of the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, the obedience to Him, the ta'ah to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Whoever worships Allah, obeys Allah, and whether he's male or female, then we will give him a good life. لَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Whoever does righteous action, whether he's a male or a female, a brother or a sister, Allah will give him a good life. A good life. And the ulama, they say, how does this correspond to the hadith that the anbiya, they have the greatest tribulation? They said that a good life It doesn't mean riches. It doesn't mean castles. It doesn't mean more money. What it refers to is the happiness in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is pleased with everything that comes to him, because he knows that he will not die unless he has received whatever risk was written for him. And he knows that no harm can befall him except that Allah has written it for him. And no good can come to him except by the permission of Allah. The hayatun tayyiba is a life in the worship of Allah. It is a life of obedience to Allah, where one, he becomes pleased with all that Allah has given him. He becomes pleased with what Allah has commanded and written for him. This is what the hayatun tayyiba is. So Allah says, "Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'minun," and he's a believer, he does righteous actions and he believes, "lanuhyiyannahu falanuhyiyannahu hayatun tayyiba walanujziyannahum ajrahum bi ahsani ma kanu ya'malun." Allah will give them the best of rewards, the best of things in this life and in the next. And this is the true achievement of a believer. This is the true sweetness of faith. In all acts of worship, it becomes a pleasure for him. In praying, the qiyam al-layl, it is a pleasure and a sweetness. Fasting, some of the scholars of the Salaf, they used to love fasting more than anything else. The sweetness of fasting for the sake of Allah. The Hajj to his house. You see how all of the people of the world spend so much of their wealth to come to the house of Allah. And anybody who's seen the Kaaba, they can tell you of the sweetness of seeing the house of Allah that brings tears of joy to every believer's heart. The worship of Allah, it is a pleasure. It has a taste and a sweetness that all people, all believers, can tell you from their experience. And finally, the recitation of the Qur'an. Uthman, may Allah be pleased with him, he said that if your hearts were pure, you would never get tired of listening to the Qur'an. The Qur'an, it brings pleasure to the heart of a believer. Reflecting on Allah's signs, thinking of Allah's ayat, this brings true pleasure to the heart of a believer. Allah says, "Man arad al-akhirah wa sa'a laha sa'yaha wa huwa mu'minan fa'ulaika kana sa'yuhum mashkura." Whoever strives for the life of the akhirah and he is grateful to Allah, then those people, they will have, Allah will grant them the reward of their efforts. We ask Allah to make us of those who worship Him and are pleased with Islam as their religion, pleased with Allah as their Lord and with Islam as their religion, and with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as their Nabi and Rasul. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا على رسول الكريم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم اللهم زدنا علما كثيرا وفقها في الدين وعملا متقبلا اللهم ثبتنا على دينك اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا به وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا به وما لم نعلم أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله قوموا إلى صلاتكم واذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا